You're listening to Marketplace Weekend. If you have ever watched the show Inside the Actor's Studio, you've probably heard the host, James Lipton, ask a relatively famous series of questions of his guests about their deepest desires, what they want heaven to look like, things like that. So we designed a similar series of questions, but with money as a central focus. We call it the Marketplace Quiz. And this week, our quiz guest is writer, director, and artist Miranda July. And we got a little questioning assistance from some people on the street in Washington, D.C.
Hi, I'm Miranda July, and I'm a writer, director, and artist.
Fill in the blank. Money can't buy you happiness, but it can buy you...
food? obviously, let's see. Can't buy you happiness, but it can buy you time and like a certain amount of freedom, which can make you happy. So it can. It can buy you happiness, in fact.
What is something you bought that you now completely regret buying?
Well, I mean, the thing is, though we badmouth the elliptical trainer, there are pockets of time where it's the only way to exercise. And so, you know, just as I'm always about to, like, pay someone to take it out of our lives, I'll have, like, you know, a 2-week or maybe even 2-day run on it, so to speak. And I'll be like, no, this thing is great. It's great for your butt.
What is the hardest part about your job that no one knows?
I guess just that it is hard. Like, I think there's sometimes a misconception with art and creative practices that it's just sort of all intuitive or just make it all up as you go along. Especially women, I think, are... that often is like a happy accident, seen as a happy accident when, I remember with my first movie, people asked me, like, did you just make it up as you went along? And I was like, no, I wrote a script and I worked really hard and it was hard work. So I think just that it's hard for my profession.
What is something everyone should own, no matter what the cost?
Healthy food. I mean, that's such a mom answer. I just feel like, in a political sense, I feel like everyone is entitled to that, and things that make that harder or kind of lure you away from that or seem to be easier are really like a crime. It's like what you have ultimately is your body, and I still think every time I go grocery shopping, I think, oh, I get to have anything I want, which I remember a long time where that wasn't true, you know? You walk in and you're, like, very careful about each purchase. And now that's, like, in a way that the richest I feel. Like, how much damage could I do buying, like, the good quinoa? It's, like, only going to be a couple dollars more. It's not going to break the bank. But that still gives me, like, a really safe feeling.
In a next life, what would your career be?
Oh, that's hard because I pretty much just add on to this one every time I think of something. I kind of wish I could play piano or sing. Like, there's certain arts that I don't do that, of course, seem like the truly liberating ones. And just to be able to, like, open your mouth and sing or, like, lose yourself. Sometimes my son tells me to play piano we have a little keyboard, while he's, like, playing, and so I'm sort of just forced to do it, and I've gotten better starting from, like, zero, to the point where I now try and, like, get people to listen and just sort of determine whether I might be a genius at this, and everyone's like, no, not at all.
When did you realize art could be a career?
I think I always thought of it as a career. And this comes from the fact that I grew up in a business. My parents ran their publishing company out of our house. So I had much more a sense of a business and that being real than like a art career. So even the very first things I made, like a play that I put on, I was like more involved in the like mimeographed pamphlet for the play than the play itself, you know, like the materials and everything that makes something professional were always important to me long before that became like appropriate in any way. It was sort of cute, and then it was like arrogant, and then finally it was sort of had its place.
Miranda July's new book, The First Bad Man, is out now in paperback.